On the show today, we have Upswap's very own Dmitry Norenko, and we always like having new fintechs come on the show and kind of pitch us what they're doing and the latest and greatest technologies out there for credit unions and banks. And so Upswap is one of those, and Dmitry came on to talk to us about how they help financial institutions grow small to mid-sized businesses with paperless onboarding, tracking system, dashboards, all sorts of really cool stuff that, in his words, make your credit union that much more sticky for folks out there. Really, really fun conversation with Dmitry, so check it out. Before we get into our interview, I just want to give you a quick heads up on our CU Knowledge Hub page. It is our page is just loaded with free downloadable content, which includes white papers, webinars, product guides, case studies, industry analysis, and a whole lot more. And it's all provided by experts and vendors within the credit union industry. So go check it out today. That's CU Knowledge Hub. And now on to the interview. Hey, everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Upswap's very own CEO, Dmitry Norenko. Dmitry, how are you, sir?
Thanks a lot, Michael. Everything is fine. And how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Thanks for asking. Appreciate it. Happy New Year to you as well.
Happy New Year, Michael. Let's hope that this year will be much better than the previous.
I hope so, too. I think a lot of people are in that boat, for sure. Hey, let's talk about Upswap real quick here. So just basically, give folks out there the quick 30-second elevator speech that you give folks out there on what Upswap is and how you guys help out financial institutions.
Yeah, sure. We created the technology that allows to get actionable insights from accountancy, ERP, e-commerce, and all other apps that business clients or mm-hmm. banks and credit unions regularly use. The difference is that we support more than 120 API-enabled apps, we deliver the insights, sales, market, risk insights to the banks and their clients.
Okay.
Through the banks.
Okay.
And right now we serve 32 financial institutions, and we believe that credit union space is tremendously attractive for us to scale there just a little bit later.
Indeed. And so if you're a credit union, if you're XYZ credit union, what does this look like at a credit union who would be using Upswap and how it works? I guess the question is, how does it work at a credit union? And then how does it trickle down to benefit the members or the customers?
Yeah, sure. So you see, like, we are touching the data which is available only to the business owner. So let's imagine, Michael, if you own the restaurant or some kind of the, warehouse, you are using the accounting app, or your CPA is using the accounting app. Maybe you are using CRM system. Maybe you are using logistics platforms. Definitely, you are using marketing solutions. There are so many apps that surround your business to help you to become more efficient. So to get this data from the apps, to get continuous access to your financial and non-financial data for the banks, credit unions, we created two cases. So the first one is pretty simple. It's white label add-on to your website. You, as the business owner, go to the website of credit union and you are offered to log in into your QuickBooks in a very secured way mm-hmm. and share your accounts receivables, accounts payables, balance sheet, profit and losses, everything continuously with the credit union. You don't need to prepare any documents. You don't need to go to the branch. You can do this sitting at home completely online.
Wow.
But if you do this, you simplify renewals later. You don't need to report. Everything is reported automatically. You can get even benefits from the credit union, something like, better commercial credit card limits, better chances to get the loan, and even insights into what you should improve. So this is your decision. Either you are willing to share this data with the bank or not, but you will be surprised. 37% of the businesses, they share the data because it's faster access to the money. So you shared the data, and the data that you connected to the online banking will be visualized, that you connected to the bank will be visualized in your online banking. So I can even share the screen so that you would see how it can look in credit union. Give me a second.
Sure.
This is how it will look. So okay. You, as the member of the credit union, in your mobile, online banking, or even at the website, you can combine all the apps in one single screen and get the insights. Something like, you are running out of cash. That's the perfect timing for the bank to offer you the loan. Or the bank will analyze all your marketing channels and they will explain that your marketing efficiency on Instagram is much higher comparing with the Facebook. Or your bank will say you that, Michael, congrats, you are doing a great job. Your sales on Amazon will grow very soon. Well done. But there is the problem. You don't have enough goods in your stocks to fulfill the future demand. So you see that credit union is giving you the insights how to make your business better, mm-hmm. what you should improve to better perform. And credit union is getting legal access to your data for renewals, for underwriting, and making the processes much cheaper. But with the help of this solution, credit unions actually know what their clients need right now, what they will need in the future, because they have continuous access to the data, usually unavailable to it.
Gotcha. And I want to step back here. Let's step back in time here. Yeah. What sparked this idea? I mean, obviously it's something missing in the marketplace that you guys, hey, we can fill this gap here. Is that kind of what the idea was, or how'd the whole thing start here?
Yes, you know, we are bankers coming from Europe. I believe you understand that we are not local to the US. We are here. And in Europe, we understood that there is a huge problem. Banks know how to serve consumers. They know how to serve corporates. But SMBs, businesses that create the most of the jobs and GDP in any developed country, they are not that well served. They are very difficult to serve. They are the riskiest segment ever, but they can drive the revenues. So we understood that if the bank knows much more about their clients, if they understand what their clients want to achieve in future, if they know what they're dreaming about, if they know their issues, preferences, and habits, and this data will be provided in understandable ways for the banks, that's great.
Yeah.
They can simplify lots of processes. They can sell better. They can understand what their client needs right now before he's reaching out to their competitors.
Mm-hmm.
So we started giving the technology that allows the client apply for the loan, share the data, weekly structure, standardize the data to help with renewals and underwriting. But later we understood, okay, we are helping banks. Maybe let's help businesses with the same data.
Yeah.
So that the bank is not only the place to store their money. The bank is the place to help them to make business decisions.
Ah, love it.
And we created the dashboard that you recently saw. This dashboard can be add-on to online banking, to mobile banking, that can be standalone solution at the website. But this add-on explains that, guys, we don't give you just the loans. Connect your apps, especially nowadays because of COVID, and you will be able to know exactly what to do right now, mm-hmm. on what to do the next week or the next month to better perform,
mm-hmm.
to reduce the risks. We help you to become a better business.
Yep.
So we are with us. We are not only the place that, like, how you usually consider the credit union. So yeah,
this is how it is. That leads me to my next question, is kind of the customer benefit message here, because it sounds like this is really, it really adds value to the credit union for a small business. So, and what are some of the other benefit messages that you want to come across with this?
Yeah, first of all, to summarize this, we help to increase engagement of the business clients of credit unions, mm-hmm. community banks, other banks, by like 280%. So they spend more time with the bank.
Wow.
They live with the bank. Because
right.
Yes, on the top of this, through this platform, when we visualize the data for the SMBs and give them actionable insights, when to get new loan, when to get insurance, when to get even airplane tickets, when to open checking or deposit account, we grow the sales of the bank by 18%, and the number will grow because our company is becoming more experienced.
Right.
Also. But on the top of this, we cut something around 75-78% of the calls on underwriting and renewals. So the relationship manager or underwriter manager of the credit union shouldn't call CPA or the client to ask for the documents for renewal processes. They just open the profile of the client, they see tax returns, they see accounts receivables aging, they see profit and losses, they see balance sheet at any moment,
yeah.
with the latest information.
Yeah.
So they don't disturb the client, and they can make their process cheaper and faster, mm-hmm. for the benefit of both sides. So cut the costs, sell better, make your clients stickier. This is what we do.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, you took the words right out of my mouth. This really makes the word sticky really kind of sticking in my mind. So very cool. So what are your goals here? What do you guys want to achieve here? Obviously, making this process much more efficient, enhancing the value of credit unions toward small businesses, making them stickier, as you say. So what are some other goals you guys want to achieve here for folks?
So this is also social impact. The problem in the US that 78% of the businesses, dozens of billions of millions of businesses, they don't have enough education and experience to manage the companies. Everyone knows that, but does anyone help to solve this problem? No. Yeah. These businesses, they don't have resources to hire professionals. We are saying that, you know, like when the banking world is changing right now, you sit in Uber, you leave the Uber, you don't need to take your wallet, you don't need to take your credit card. Like the banks becomes the, not even the commodity, the bank is becoming the backend. Credit union is becoming the backend. We are saying that no, new generations, please take a look at the bank as the place to help you to become better. No one else can do this to you, while the bank can. And the only thing that you need to do in a couple of clicks, connect your apps, because the banks become smarter with the help of this data. Oh, yeah. And the banks help you to become smarter. So from the perspective of where we are going, we believe that, yeah, we are starting. We are about revenues, we are about growth. We have VC on the board. These guys, they are pushing us to sell better and faster. But we strongly believe that the startup won't be successful if it doesn't make this world. Maybe this is a better place still, mm-hmm. especially during COVID. So many businesses are dying nowadays.
Right.
Let's increase their chances to become successful.
Right.
Let's help them to survive. Let's help them to grow. Because, again, they create the most of GDP. They create the most of the jobs in the U.S. And they're the riskiest segment for everyone. And by helping them to grow, we make this country better,
indeed,
more stable.
Indeed.
Yeah, so this is what we're trying to achieve.
And I think your timing is spot on because of COVID, because I've heard that with so many people losing their jobs, that's actually kind of spurred an entrepreneurial trend right now. A lot of people are starting their own businesses. So this could be, you know, something else that a credit union or a bank in this case, you know, could look out for as well. So this could be, I think your timing's pretty good here.
Yeah, sure. You know, like in the next month, we will announce our new round. And we got really great angels that joined us. For example, some very senior people from Cabbage. Cabbage was the first one who told that businesses are ready to share the data. 10 years ago, they provided $17 billion in loans without any papers and any branches. Their clients were just connecting their financial and non-financial apps. And these executives from Oracle, Cabbage, Square, banks, fintechs that joined us, they believe that this is the perfect timing to change this industry.
Indeed.
To cut the cost for everyone and help both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And this is
where it's definitely a two-way street. Both people benefit for sure. Hey, before I let you go, where can folks find UpSWAT and find out more information? Where do they go?
So they can go to the website, upswat.com.
Okay.
There is all information and they can easily find me on LinkedIn. We never sleep. We are always ready to answer any questions. So just let us know how we can help you. Especially, guys, you know, like in Europe, there are no credit unions. For us, this is the new segment. And if someone can help us to understand how we can improve the credit union, if we are moving the right way, you won't help only our team. You will help the members of the credit unions.
Agreed.
Because we will deliver our technology to them. Thank you, Michael.
Oh, you're welcome, Dimitri. That was a great message to end on. And that's UpSWAT, UPSWOT.com. So we'll put that link in the show notes. People can get right to it. All right, Dimitri, thank you so much. Appreciate it. This is a great idea. And I think your timing is spot on. So good luck to it. And we'll keep an eye on you. And let's have you back on down the road. All right.
Thank you, Michael, for this opportunity.
You're welcome.
I wish you a good day.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.